Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father is eager to reveal the miraculous ways He is leading you toward your breakthrough. As you watch, prepare your heart to receive the incredible truth that God is opening new doors in your life, ushering you into a season of unprecedented blessing, favor, and divine purpose. Our God is a God of new beginnings, a God who delights in transforming our lives and leading us into the abundant life He has prepared for us. He promises to guide us with His eye, to go before us and make our path straight, and to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. In this powerful message, we will explore 10 transformative ways God is ready to lead you to your miracle, filling your future with hope, joy, and divine purpose. Through the wisdom of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced His goodness, you will discover how God is ready to lead you into new realms of blessing, new opportunities for growth, and new avenues for your gifts and talents to make a difference in the world. When we trust in God's unfailing love, His perfect timing, and His ability to open doors that no man can shut, we position ourselves to step into the exciting new chapters He has written for our lives. If you've been waiting for a breakthrough or longing for a new beginning, this video is for you. Share this hope-filled message with those in your circle who may need encouragement, direction, and the reminder that our God is a God of new beginnings and open doors. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to experience the new doors God desires to open in their lives. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you trust in His perfect plan, follow His leading, and believe that He is guiding you into the new beginnings and open doors He has prepared for you. Remember, your current situation is not your final destination. Your delays are not denials, and your trust in Him will lead you into the abundant life He has in store for you. Keep believing, keep stepping out in faith, and watch as He opens new doors in your life in ways you never thought possible. Number 1. When life takes an unexpected turn, remember that God's GPS never malfunctions. What seems like a detour is often a divine redirect, carefully orchestrated by our loving Heavenly Father. Consider the inspiring story of Joseph in Genesis. Here was a young man with dreams of greatness, suddenly betrayed by his own brothers and sold into slavery. Later, he was unjustly imprisoned, yet every setback was a setup for his ultimate rise to power in Egypt. Through years of hardship, Joseph never lost his faith. He continued to trust in God's plan, even when he couldn't see the bigger picture. And what a picture it turned out to be. Those painful detours led Joseph to become second in command over all of Egypt, in a position to save countless lives, including the very family that had betrayed him. This powerful truth echoes through the ages and speaks directly to our hearts today. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This verse isn't just a comforting platitude. It's a rock-solid promise from our Creator. No matter how dark the road may seem, God is weaving every thread of our lives into a beautiful tapestry of His design. Your current struggle might be the very path leading to your miracle. That job loss could be pushing you toward the career you were truly meant for. That broken relationship might be clearing the way for the person God has chosen to walk beside you. That health crisis could be the catalyst for a powerful testimony that will touch countless lives. So how do we navigate these unexpected detours? First, we must surrender our own plans and expectations. When we loosen our grip on control and place our trust fully in Him, we open ourselves to the miraculous. Secondly, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. In the midst of life's storms, He is our anchor. Remember, too, that God often uses our detours to shape our character and deepen our faith. Just as gold is refined by fire, our faith is strengthened through trials. Each challenge we face is an opportunity to grow in patience, perseverance, and reliance on God's strength rather than our own. As you navigate your own unexpected detours, take heart. The God who parted the Red Sea, who brought water from a rock, who raised Jesus from the dead, this same God is intimately involved in every detail of your life. He sees the end from the beginning, and He is leading you toward a future filled with hope. Embrace the journey, for in the twists and turns, God is shaping your testimony. Your story of faith in the face of adversity will become a beacon of hope for others. The miracle you're seeking might not look exactly as you imagined, but it will be far more beautiful and impactful than you could have dreamed. So step forward in faith, knowing that every detour is divinely designed. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. For surely, as you surrender to His perfect will, you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Why, our miracle is on its way, and the journey there is shaping you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
To the person God created you to be. Number 2. When you feel a persistent stirring in your spirit, a holy restlessness that won't quiet down, rejoice. This is often God's way of planting seeds of divine discontent to guide you towards your miraculous destiny. It's not mere dissatisfaction you're experiencing. It's a sacred activation, a heavenly nudge, urging you to step out in faith and embrace the extraordinary plan He has for your life. Think of Moses at the burning bush, standing on holy ground as God called him to a mission far greater than he could have imagined. That initial discomfort, that feeling of being unsettled in his spirit, led to the liberation of an entire nation. Your own holy discontent could be the catalyst for something equally profound in your life and the lives of those around you. This divine restlessness is a gift, a sign that the Almighty is at work within you. It's His way of whispering to your soul, "My child, I have so much more in store for you." When you're no longer satisfied with the status quo, it's because God is stirring up the waters of your spirit, preparing you for the miracle He's about to unfold in your life. Embrace this feeling of holy discontent. Let it fuel your prayers, ignite your passion, and propel you forward into the unknown. Remember, God doesn't call the equipped, He equips the called. That ache in your spirit is often the first step in His equipping process. As you navigate this season of spiritual restlessness, draw near to God. Seek His face in prayer, dive deep into His Word, and surround yourself with fellow believers who can encourage and support you. The Almighty is cultivating a hunger in you, a hunger for more of Him, for His purposes, for the fullness of life He promises. This divine discontent is not meant to discourage you, but to awaken you to the possibilities that lie ahead. It's a holy invitation to partner with God in bringing His kingdom to earth. Your miracle is calling, beckoning you to step out of your comfort zone and into the realm of faith, where the extraordinary becomes possible. As you feel this stirring, remember that God's timing is perfect. He may be preparing you for a season of growth, stretching your faith and building your character. Trust in His process, knowing that every moment of discomfort is shaping you for the miracle ahead. Your Heavenly Father loves you deeply and has incredible plans for your life. This holy discontent is evidence of His active work in your heart. He's calling you to a higher purpose, a greater impact, and a more intimate relationship with Him. Don't shy away from these feelings. Instead, lean into them with expectant faith. In the midst of this spiritual stirring, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Thank God for this divine restlessness, for it's a sign that He's moving in your life. Your miracle is on the horizon, and this holy discontent is the wind in your sails, propelling you towards it. Number 3. When you pause to reflect on the intricate workings of your life, you'll begin to see the masterful handiwork of God, weaving connections and relationships with divine precision. Our Heavenly Father, in His infinite wisdom and love, is constantly at work behind the scenes, orchestrating encounters and forging bonds that will lead you to your miracle. Think of your life as a grand tapestry, with each thread representing a person, an event, or a circumstance. God, the Master Weaver, sees the entire design from beginning to end. He knows exactly which threads need to intertwine to create the beautiful masterpiece He has envisioned for you. Those seemingly random encounters, those unexpected phone calls, or that person who crosses your path at just the right moment. These are not mere coincidences. They are divine appointments, carefully arranged by the Almighty to guide you towards your breakthrough. Consider the story of Esther in the Bible, a young Jewish woman who, through a series of what appeared to be chance events, became queen of Persia. Little did she know that God had positioned her for such a time as this, to save her entire people from destruction. Her connection to Mordecai, her cousin, proved to be the pivotal link that set in motion a chain of events leading to a miraculous deliverance for the Jewish people. Your miracle, too, might be just one divine connection away. That person you're about to meet, that conversation you're about to have, or that opportunity that's about to present itself could be the very key to unlocking the blessings God has in store for you. This is why it's crucial to stay alert and receptive to the Holy Spirit's guidance. God is networking on your behalf in the spiritual realm, arranging circumstances and aligning hearts to bring about His perfect will in your life. Remember, every person you encounter is a potential vessel for God's miracle-working power. That stranger who strikes up a conversation might carry a word of encouragement that ignites your faith. The new coworker could be the connection to your next big opportunity. Even that difficult person in your life might be there to teach you valuable lessons that prepare you for your blessing. As you go through your days, cultivate an attitude of expectancy. Wake up each morning with the excitement of knowing that today could be the day God uses someone to speak life into your situation. Be open to new relationships and nurture existing ones. Show kindness to everyone you meet, for you never know how God might use that interaction to bless you or others. Pray for divine connections. Ask the Lord to bring the right people into your life at the right time. Trust that He is working behind the scenes, even when you can't see it. Just as He used Esther to save a nation, He can use you and the connections He provides to bring about miracles, not only in your life, but in the lives of others as well. In moments of doubt or loneliness, remember that you are never truly alone. God is with you, and He is constantly working to connect you with the people and resources you need. Your miracle is on its way, carried on the wings of divine connections. So keep your heart open, your faith strong, and your eyes fixed on Jesus. For in His perfect timing, through the tapestry of relationships He weaves, your miracle will surely come to pass. Number 4. When God begins to amplify your spiritual antenna, it's a sign that you're drawing closer to your miracle. This heightened awareness isn't just coincidence. It's divine preparation, fine-tuning your soul to receive the extraordinary blessing headed your way. Like a radio slowly tuning into a clear signal, your spirit becomes more attuned to God's voice and presence. Think of young Samuel in the temple, hearing God's call for the first time. At first, he didn't recognize the divine voice, but with guidance and openness, he learned to discern it. This is the journey you're on now. Those subtle nudges, those recurring thoughts, that verse that keeps appearing. These are all ways God is speaking to you, preparing you for what's to come. As your spiritual senses sharpen, you might notice a deeper connection in prayer, a more profound understanding of Scripture, or a stronger sense of peace amidst life's storms. It's as if God is gently turning up the volume of His love and guidance in your life. You're becoming more sensitive to His whispers, more aware of His movement in the everyday moments. This increased spiritual sensitivity serves a greater purpose. God is equipping you not just to receive your miracle, but to steward it well. You're being prepared to recognize and seize the divine opportunities that will lead to your breakthrough. This heightened discernment will guide you in making choices aligned with God's will, ensuring you're in the right place at the right time for your miracle to unfold. During this season of spiritual amplification, it's crucial to nurture this growing sensitivity. Spend time in quiet reflection, allowing your soul to tune into God's frequency. Immerse yourself in Scripture, letting His words resonate deeply within you. Engage in heartfelt prayer, not just speaking, but listening intently for His response. As your spiritual antenna becomes more finely tuned, you might also experience a deeper empathy for others. You may find yourself more attuned to the needs and struggles of those around you. This too is part of God's preparation. Your miracle may not just be for you, it could be a testimony that brings hope and healing to others. This process of spiritual fine-tuning is a beautiful journey of intimacy with God. It's Him inviting you into a deeper relationship, a closer walk with Him. As you respond to His gentle nudges and whispers, you're building a foundation of trust and obedience that will be crucial when your miracle manifests. Embrace this time of heightened spiritual awareness. Cherish the subtle shifts in your perception, the gentle awakenings of your soul. God is at work, preparing you for something extraordinary. Your miracle is on the horizon, and He's ensuring you're spiritually equipped to receive it, steward it, and share its impact with the world. Number 5. When we encounter seemingly unanswered prayers, it's natural to feel disheartened. Yet these moments of apparent silence often pave the way for our greatest miracles. Consider Paul's experience with his thorn in the flesh, a persistent struggle that, despite fervent prayers, remained. Through this, Paul discovered a profound truth. God's strength is perfected in our weakness. In our own lives, we may face situations where our heartfelt pleas seem to go unheard. A loved one's illness lingers, financial hardships persist, or a long-held dream remains elusive. We knock on heaven's door, pouring out our souls, yet the response we seek doesn't materialize as expected. It's in these moments that we're invited to delve deeper into understanding God's ways. What if these seemingly unanswered prayers are actually being answered in ways we've yet to comprehend? Perhaps God, in His infinite wisdom, sees beyond our immediate desires to the greater miracles He's weaving in our lives. Like a master composer, He's orchestrating a symphony of grace that surpasses our limited understanding. Think of Joseph in the Bible. His dreams of greatness were followed by years of slavery and imprisonment. His prayers for deliverance must have seemed futile at times. Yet, through those very trials, God was positioning Joseph to save nations and reunite with his family in a miraculous turn of events. Your current struggle, your persistent prayer, might be the very catalyst for a miracle greater than you've imagined. In these waiting periods, we're called to trust in God's timing and purposes. It's an invitation to deepen our faith, to lean not on our own understanding, but to acknowledge Him in all our ways. As we persist in prayer, we're not just asking for our desires to be fulfilled, we're being transformed. Our hearts align with God's will, our character is refined, and our spiritual muscles grow stronger. Remember, God's silence doesn't mean He's absent. Often, it's in the quiet that He's most actively working in our lives. Like a seed buried in dark earth, unseen growth is taking place beneath the surface. Your prayers are not falling on deaf ears. They're being gathered like precious incense before the throne of grace. These seasons of apparent unanswered prayer can lead to unexpected blessings. We might discover hidden strengths, develop deeper empathy for others, or find new avenues of ministry born from our struggles. God's no or wait to one prayer might be opening doors to greater purposes we couldn't have foreseen. So, keep knocking, dear one. Behind that door of apparent silence, miracles are in the making. Your persistence in prayer is not in vain. It's an act of faith that pleases God and positions you for His divine interventions. Trust that He who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. Your miracle may not look like what you initially envisioned, but it will be perfectly tailored to God's grand design for your life. Let your unanswered prayers become a testament to your unwavering faith. Let them be the story of how you clung to hope when all seemed lost, how you trusted in God's goodness even when you couldn't trace His hand. For it's often in these crucibles of faith that the most profound miracles are forged, miracles of changed hearts, renewed minds, and transformed lives. Number 6. When God leads us toward our miracle, He sometimes strips away our false securities. This process, though challenging, is a profound act of divine love. Imagine a parent removing training wheels from a child's bike. The child may feel unsteady, but it's necessary to discover true balance and strength. In our spiritual journey, we often cling to crutches, things we believe we need to feel safe or in control. These might be possessions, relationships, achievements, or our own abilities. While not inherently bad, these can become idols hindering our reliance on God. The story of Gideon beautifully illustrates this principle. Tasked with defeating the Midianites, Gideon gathered 32,000 men. But God instructed him to reduce his forces to just 300. Why? So that victory would clearly be God's work, not human might. This divine strategy of reduction isn't meant to harm us, but to heal us from the illusion of self-sufficiency. It's in moments of feeling exposed that we're positioned to experience God's strength profoundly. When usual supports are removed, we grasp God's hand more tightly. Think about times you felt most vulnerable, perhaps losing a job, facing health issues, or experiencing a relationship's end. In those raw moments, you may have felt on the edge of a precipice. But it's at that edge where miracles often occur. This stripping away is God's invitation to deeper trust and intimacy. It's His way of saying, "Let go of what you think you need, and let me show you what I can do." In our weakness, His strength is perfected. When we have nothing left but God, we discover He is more than enough. Your miracle often lies just beyond your comfort zone. That place of discomfort is fertile ground for God's work. It's where faith grows, character is refined, and you learn to hear God's voice more clearly. As you navigate this, remember God's love is unwavering. He's not stripping away security to leave you vulnerable, but to replace fragile human-made security with His unshakable presence and power. This is the path to true freedom. Freedom from fear, from the need to control, and freedom to fully experience God's miraculous provision. If you're in a season where everything seems to be stripped away, take heart. This could be the prelude to your miracle. Embrace your weakness as an opportunity for God's strength to shine. Pour out your heart to Him, knowing He hears every word and holds every tear. Your miracle is coming. It may not look like what you expected, but it will be more glorious than anything you could have engineered. Trust the process. Trust the potter's hands shaping you, and watch in awe as God turns your moment of greatest vulnerability into your testimony of His greatest power. Number 7. When God leads us through seasons of preparation, He's not delaying our miracle, He's perfecting it. In our fast-paced world, we often crave instant results, but the Lord's wisdom surpasses our impatience. He understands that true growth and lasting change require time. Just as a seed needs to germinate underground before it can sprout and flourish. Think of these preparation seasons as spiritual marination. Like a chef who allows flavors to meld and deepen, our Heavenly Father is infusing us with the qualities and experiences we'll need for the miraculous work ahead. Every trial, every quiet moment, every seemingly mundane task is seasoning us for our divine purpose. Remember David, the shepherd boy who became king. Those long days and nights tending sheep weren't wasted. They were shaping his character, honing his leadership skills, and deepening his reliance on God. In the solitude of the fields, David learned to worship, to fight bravely, and to lead with compassion. When the time came for him to face Goliath and later rule a nation, he was prepared. Or consider Jesus himself. For 30 years he lived in relative obscurity, working as a carpenter in Nazareth. This wasn't a delay in his ministry, it was a crucial part of it. In those years, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, developing the human experiences that would make him our perfect high priest, able to sympathize with our weaknesses. If you find yourself in a season that feels like waiting, take heart. This is your time of divine preparation. The Lord is working in ways you can't yet see, equipping you for the miracle he has in store. Every challenge you face is strengthening your faith muscles. Every moment of quiet is an opportunity to deepen your intimacy with God. In these preparation seasons, God often strips away our self-reliance, teaching us to depend fully on Him. He refines our character, burning away impurities that could hinder our effectiveness. He develops our patience, a crucial virtue for any significant work in His kingdom. And He aligns our hearts with His will, ensuring that when our moment comes, we'll be ready to move in harmony with His Spirit. Don't despise these times of seeming inactivity. They're not a sign of God's neglect, but of His meticulous care. He's too wise to waste any experience and too loving to give you anything less than His best. Your miracle is being crafted with exquisite attention to detail in the unseen realms. Use this season wisely. Immerse yourself in God's Word, letting it shape your thoughts and attitudes. Cultivate a rich prayer life, learning to hear His voice clearly. Serve faithfully in the small things, knowing that God often entrusts greater responsibilities to those who have proven faithful in little. Remember, even nature teaches us this principle. A butterfly must struggle to emerge from its chrysalis. It's this very struggle that strengthens its wings for flight. In the same way, your current struggles are strengthening you for the soaring God has planned for your future. Number 8. When God leads you to your miracle by redefining your perspective, He invites you to see the world through His eyes. This transformation is often the greatest miracle, surpassing even dramatic changes in circumstances. It turns ordinary moments into extraordinary encounters with the divine. Consider Paul and Silas in that dark prison cell. Though bound, their spirits soared free. They chose to sing praises, seeing beyond their suffering to a greater purpose. Their changed perspective brought peace and led to an earthquake that opened the prison doors. This redefinition is what Paul means in Romans 12:2, urging us to be transformed by renewing our minds. It's a daily choice to align our thoughts with God's truth, seeing life through His Word and promises. As God reshapes our perspective, we notice miracles in the mundane. A sunrise becomes a display of God's creativity. Birdsong reminds us of His care for creation. Even a traffic jam can become an opportunity for prayer and reflection. This renewed perspective helps us find purpose in pain. Challenges become stepping stones, carefully placed by a loving Father to deepen our faith. Rejection becomes a redirect towards God's better plan for our lives. This shift doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey of trusting God's goodness, even when circumstances suggest otherwise. We train our spiritual eyes to see beyond the visible, perceiving God's invisible hand at work. Remember Joseph, sold into slavery, falsely accused and imprisoned. Yet he never lost sight of God's bigger picture. His perspective allowed him to tell his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." As we cultivate this new perspective, gratitude becomes our default response. We focus less on what we lack and more on God's abundant provision. Trials become training grounds. Setbacks become setups for comebacks. This isn't about ignoring reality or fake positivity. It's acknowledging challenges while recognizing God's presence and purpose in them. It's choosing to believe, as Romans 8:28 promises, that God works all things for our good, to renew our minds practically we immerse ourselves in God's Word, letting Scripture be the lens through which we view the world. We surround ourselves with faith-filled believers who encourage us and share stories of God's faithfulness. We practice gratitude daily, finding something to thank God for even in tough times. This habit alone can radically alter our perspective. We engage in praise and worship, not just when things are good, but especially when times are tough. Like Paul and Silas, we let our praises rise from our personal prisons. As our perspective shifts, we realize the miracle we've been waiting for might not look as expected. Perhaps instead of changing our situation, God wants to change us. This transformation of vision is often the most profound miracle of all. So embrace this journey of renewed perception. Let God open your eyes to see miracles hidden in plain sight. As your perspective aligns with His, you'll discover a life filled with wonder, purpose, and constant awareness of His loving presence. This is the pathway to your miracle, seeing life through eyes of faith, hope, and love. Number 9. When scarcity knocks at your door, don't despair. This might be the very moment God has chosen to showcase His miraculous provision in your life. It's often in our times of greatest need that we witness the most incredible displays of God's abundance and care. Think of the widow of Zarephath from 1 Kings 17, 8-16. Down to her last bit of flour and oil, she was preparing a final meal for herself and her son. Then Elijah arrived with a seemingly impossible request. Make him a small loaf first, but he also brought a promise that God would not let her supplies run out. Imagine the faith it took for her to give away what little she had left. Yet in that act of obedience, she unlocked a miracle. Day after day, the flour and oil never ran out, just as God had promised. This story teaches us something powerful. Our current lack might be the perfect canvas for God to paint His abundance. When resources seem scarce, it's not a sign of God's neglect, but an opportunity for His supernatural provision to shine through. Remember the feeding of the 5,000? Jesus took a boy's meager lunch, just 5 loaves and 2 fish, and multiplied it to feed a multitude. The miracle began with what seemed utterly inadequate, but in the hands of our Savior, scarcity becomes more than enough. These aren't just ancient tales. They're patterns of how God still works today. He delights in taking our not enough and transforming it into more than enough. Your empty bank account, your last dollar, your final resource. These are all opportunities for God to showcase His limitless provision. Here's the key. The miracle of multiplication often begins with the courage to give from our scarcity. It's when we're willing to open our hands and release what little we have that we create space for God's abundance to flow. This isn't about reckless decisions, but about trusting God's prompting and His promises. Think about your own life. Have there been times when you felt you had nothing left to give, yet somehow God provided? Maybe it was an unexpected check, a surprise gift, or a resource that stretched far beyond what seemed possible. These aren't coincidences. They're glimpses of God's miraculous provision. In times of lack, it's natural to want to cling tightly to what we have. Fear and anxiety whisper that we should guard our resources closely. But God invites us to a different response, one of trust and generosity. When we give in times of scarcity, we declare our faith in God's ability to provide. This doesn't mean we should be careless with our resources. Good stewardship matters. But it does mean we should hold our possessions loosely, always ready to respond to God's leading, even when it doesn't make sense to our natural minds. As you face your own seasons of scarcity, remember, God is not limited by what you lack. In fact, He often chooses to work most powerfully in situations that seem hopeless by human standards. Your empty cupboard, your insufficient funds, your limited resources, these are all invitations to witness God's supernatural provision. So take heart, dear friend. If you're in a place of scarcity right now, you're in the perfect position to experience a miracle. Trust in God's faithfulness, be open to His leading, and watch expectantly for His provision. Your story of lack might just become a powerful testimony of God's abundant grace and miraculous provision. Number 10. When you cultivate audacious faith, you open the door to God's miraculous power in your life. This bold, unwavering belief is the final and perhaps most crucial way God leads you to your miracle. It's a faith that goes beyond the ordinary, daring to believe in the impossible and expecting the extraordinary. Remember the stories of old, where faith moved mountains and parted seas. Joshua and the Israelites marched around Jericho for 7 days, their faith so strong that the walls came tumbling down at their shout. Elisha, with unwavering confidence in God's power, made an axe head float on water. These weren't just historical events. They were demonstrations of the incredible things that happen when we dare to believe. Your audacious faith is like a spiritual muscle that grows stronger with each challenge you face. As you step out in bold obedience, declaring God's promises over seemingly impossible situations, you're actively participating in the manifestation of your miracle. This isn't blind optimism. It's a deep-rooted trust in the character and power of God. Imagine standing at the edge of your own Red Sea, obstacles looming large before you. It's in these moments that audacious faith rises up, reminding you of God's faithfulness and His ability to make a way where there seems to be no way. Your declaration of faith in these moments is powerful. It's the key that unlocks heaven's storehouses. As you nurture this audacious faith, you'll find yourself seeing the world through God's eyes. What once seemed impossible now becomes an opportunity for God to showcase His glory. Your prayers shift from timid requests to bold declarations, aligning your heart with God's promises and purposes. This kind of faith doesn't ignore reality. Instead, it chooses to focus on a greater reality, the truth of God's Word and His unfailing love for you. It's the faith that says, "Even if I don't see it yet, I know God is working on my behalf." Cultivating audacious faith means surrounding yourself with reminders of God's faithfulness. Meditate on His Word daily, letting it sink deep into your spirit. Share testimonies of God's goodness with others, for in doing so, you're not only encouraging them, but also reinforcing your own faith. Remember, dear friend, that your audacious faith is not just for your benefit. As you stand firm in belief, you become a beacon of hope for others. Your unwavering trust in God's promises can inspire those around you to reach for their own miracles. So, step out boldly today. Declare God's promises over your life, your family, your circumstances. Let your audacious faith be the catalyst for the miraculous in your life. As you do, you're positioning yourself in perfect alignment with God's plan to lead you to your miracle. Your miracle is not just a possibility. With audacious faith, it becomes an expectation. God delights in showing Himself strong on behalf of those who trust Him wholeheartedly. So nurture that faith, let it grow and flourish, and watch as God moves in ways you never thought possible. In cultivating audacious faith, you're not just waiting for a miracle, you're actively participating in its unfolding. You're co-laboring with God, your faith becoming the very soil in which your miracle takes root and grows. So stand firm, believe boldly, and get ready to witness the extraordinary power of God at work in your life. Heavenly Father, we come before You today with hearts full of gratitude and expectation. We acknowledge Your unwavering love, endless mercy, and boundless grace that sustain us through every moment of our lives. As we navigate the path set before us, we humbly ask that You open our eyes to see the miraculous ways in which You are leading us. Lord, we trust in Your divine plan for our lives, knowing that Your thoughts and ways are higher than ours. We believe that You are orchestrating every step, guiding us towards the miraculous breakthroughs we so desperately seek. Help us to remain steadfast in our faith, even when the journey seems long and the obstacles appear insurmountable. We pray for discernment and wisdom to recognize the signs and wonders You are placing along our path. May we be attentive to the still, small voice of Your Holy Spirit, directing us towards the fulfillment of Your promises. Give us the courage to step out in faith, trusting that You are making a way where there seems to be no way. As we watch how You are leading us to our miracle, we pray for patience and perseverance. Help us to resist the temptation to rush ahead of your timing or to grow weary in doing good. Strengthen our resolve to hold fast to your word, knowing that you are faithful to complete the good work you have begun in us. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles you have already performed in our lives and for those yet to come. We praise you for the answered prayers, the doors you have opened, and the mountains you have moved on our behalf. May our lives be a testament to your goodness, drawing others to the hope and healing found in you alone. In the moments when doubt creeps in and our faith wavers, remind us of your unfailing love and the miracles you have performed throughout history. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, knowing that he who promised is faithful. We surrender our lives into your capable hands, trusting that you are leading us step by step towards the miraculous breakthroughs we long for. May we walk in obedience and faith, watching with anticipation as you unfold your perfect plan for our lives. We pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends, as we bring this message to a close, I want to remind you to hold steadfastly to the promises of God. His plans for you are always filled with hope and goodness. And even when you cannot see it, he is orchestrating every detail of your life for his divine purpose. If you find yourself waiting for a breakthrough, whether in your career, relationships, or personal growth, take comfort in knowing that God's timing is impeccable. He will open the right doors at the perfect moment. Trust in his infinite wisdom and surrender your desires to him, confident that he will lead you along the path he has lovingly prepared for you. As you enter this new season, may your heart be filled with faith, assured that God is going before you, paving the way and straightening every crooked path. May you find the courage to walk through the doors he opens, even if they lead you into the unknown. Remember, his presence is always with you, and his grace is sufficient for every challenge you encounter. Revelation 3:8 tells us, "I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut." This is God's promise to you today. He is setting before you an open door of opportunity, favor, and blessing that no one can close. All you need to do is step forward in faith and obedience, trusting that he will guide you every step of the way. As you leave this moment, may you be filled with expectancy and hope, knowing that God is about to do something new and extraordinary in your life. May you have the eyes to see the doors he is opening, and the boldness to walk through them with confidence and joy. Keep believing, keep trusting, and keep walking in faith, knowing that God is leading you into a new season of abundance and blessing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.